Then I heard someone spluttering with laughter. Lee. I recognized that laugh all too well, and once he had broken the awkward and embarrassing silence, everyone else started laughing too. Warren, I officially hate you, I said, turning to glare at him when I'd made sure I was completely covered. He grinned sheepishly, then said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab it. I wasn't intending to pull it off. You complete idiot, I giggled. Do you want it back, or... I mean, I'm not complaining if you don't, he teased, and I laughed sarcastically. I haven't exactly got any hands free to get it back, I told him flatly. Oh, yeah. He laughed again and tossed my bikini top at me. With a wet slap, it landed on the ground. Oliver swam over and dunked the unsuspecting Warren, keeping him under for a few seconds before letting him back up for air. I laughed along with everyone else. Got him for you, Oliver told me proudly with a thumbs up. Just wait till I get my hands on him. Then he'll be sorry, I threatened. But I was still laughing too much for anybody to take me seriously. Wait till Flynn gets his hands on him, more like, I heard Dixon mutter. And when I turned around, I saw Noah looking at us with a frown on his face. I sighed. Here we go. Don't, I hissed at him sharply, stalking past him and into the house. Luckily, Lee's parents had gone out for dinner since Lee had invited us all over, and they still weren't back. If they'd been here, it would have been just plain embarrassing to go in to find one of Lee's t-shirts with my arms wrapped around me to cover my bare chest. I had clothes by the pool, of course, but I had no free hands to collect them. I rummaged through Lee's drawers and found a t-shirt from a concert we'd been to a couple of years ago. Then tugged it on awkwardly over my damp body. It was a little big for me, but not by too much. I heard a throat being cleared behind me. The noise made me jump a mile. I hadn't even heard anybody come up. Noah was leaning against the doorframe with his arms crossed over his chest, and a look on his face that made my palms turn a little clammy. His expression was pretty neutral, but it was the shadow in his bright eyes that made me anxious. What? Did you nearly break Warren's rib, too? I snapped at him, covering my nervousness with irritation. No, he said, his brow knitting together. Oh, what then? His leg? An arm, maybe? He took a couple of steps toward me.
No. I think he got the message to back off just from the look I gave him, he said smugly. I scared the shit out of him.
But you didn't actually say anything to Warren? Or do anything? Oh my God, I must have stepped into some parallel universe. He laughed sarcastically.
I didn't have to do anything. He already got the message.
I shook my head slightly to myself, still reeling from the shock.
Besides, even I could see it was an accident, he muttered grudgingly.
It's not like anybody saw anything.
Except me.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you know what I mean. He smirked at my red cheeks and my confusion. You're the one who wears Superman boxers anyway. I could see the band peeking over the top of his jeans. I remembered how I'd actually made him blush when I saw him in them.
Whatever,
he said dismissively, though he couldn't meet my eye. I grinned triumphantly, knowing I'd managed to embarrass him. As I strolled out of Lee's room, brushing past Noah, I said casually, Imagine what everybody would say if they found out that badass Flynn wore Superman boxers.
You wouldn't.
I looked over my shoulder with an innocent smile, biting my lip as if daring him to try me. When he tried to grab me, I gasped and made a dash for the closest room, which just happened to be his. I couldn't decide whether to say thank you or curse my luck, but I was now stuck in Noah's room, and he closed the door behind him, grinning at me. I backed up, but he took a step closer to match each one of mine. When my back hit the wall and I had nowhere left to turn, Noah seized his advantage and was suddenly pressed right up against me, his hot breath tickling my face.
Sometimes, Elle,
he breathed, his lips brushing against mine ever so lightly.
You are too irresistible for your own good.
A small thrill ran through me. He dragged his lips over my jaw, making my pulse go manic and my breathing catch in my throat. When I couldn't stand his teasing anymore, I grabbed his face and kissed him. This time I didn't clash teeth. A hell of a lot of practice had seen to that. He pulled away when I was totally breathless, and my eyes opened very slowly to meet his. Noah brushed a piece of still wet hair off my face and let his hand linger on my cheek tenderly.
You're so gorgeous, Elle. You know that?
He said softly, his thumb brushing over my cheek. I saw him smirk when I blushed. It was so weird. The girls had told me a couple of times that I was pretty, and I'd get teased by the guys that I was hot. But when Noah said it, my heart did those weird flip-flop things.
I love making you blush.
I could hear the laugh in his voice. Shut up, I muttered, pushing against his chest weakly.
You should go back, he murmured, before they start to wonder what's taking you so long.
Or before Lee thinks we've murdered each other, Noah chuckled.
Yeah, that's more likely.
But he didn't step back. I could have walked away if I really wanted to, but we both stayed exactly where we were, and Noah's thumb kept stroking my cheek. My eyes trailed over the lines of his cheekbones, his jaw, the bumps in his crooked nose, the length of his eyelashes, the barely there freckles on the bridge of his nose, little things I'd never really noticed before. Noah?
Yeah?
I really need to go, I said it reluctantly. My voice gave away my true feelings, but he sighed and stepped away, dropping his hand. The atmosphere was thick enough to choke me. All I wanted to do was stay here with Noah, but I knew I couldn't, and I turned and headed downstairs. My cheek tingled where his hand had been. I could still taste his lips on mine. I had to stop for a moment and compose my expression so nobody would notice anything was up. The hardest part was having to rein in my smile. Flynn seemed pretty tetchy, Rachel said quietly when I joined her again.
What did he say?
I didn't see him, I lied. I hated how easy it was to lie to her.
You should have seen Warren's face, Lisa giggled.
She picked up her cell phone, tapped some buttons, and handed it to me. A picture of Warren's face filled the screen. He was white as a sheet, eyes bulging, mouth hanging open gormlessly. I laughed. Oh my God, that's fantastic! And that was that. I sighed internally, relief washing over me. It didn't look like anybody suspected Noah and I were together. I was determined to shove all thoughts of him to the back of my mind and enjoy the rest of my Friday night with my friends. Chapter 16. Between classes and the homework the teachers were piling onto us, the next 2 weeks went by before I could blink. If I wasn't hanging out with Lee, then I was sneaking around with Noah. We went to a movie, and there were a few chances, if my dad was out and Brad wasn't home, or if his house was empty, when we could meet up. I think both of us were surprised to find we could actually hang out, not just make out. After the movie, we'd sat in his car for at least half an hour just talking. We'd play video games or just sit and watch TV, and it was, well, it was nice. Not that we didn't still argue and disagree over almost everything, even over what to watch on TV. I still wasn't over the thrill that came with sneaking around, though. But I hated the guilt that came with it. Lying to my best friend, my dad, and everyone else. On a humid Sunday night, I was sat on a workbench in the garage, and Noah was tinkering with the two-wheeled death trap he called a bike. The door was cracked open a little, but not so that anyone could see us. I cannot believe, I said, that you think the second Transformers film was better. Nothing beat the first one, I swear.
Come on, those twin cars? They were hilarious, I scoffed. But the first one was just epic.
The second one's better, El. I'm telling you. Hey, pass me that wrench a second.
Where is it?
I stood up, looking around. I didn't speak mechanic, but I did at least know what a wrench was. I may not have had a clue what Noah was doing, but he looked hot doing it.
It's on the shelf above your head.
I clambered up onto the workbench I'd been sat on, my fingers gripping the shelf, looking for a wrench. I scrunched up my nose at the cobwebs I saw there, hoping there weren't any gross spiders lurking right by my head. I spotted it then and picked it up. As I turned to step down, I bumped my head on the shelf. Ouch! I yelped automatically, dropping the wrench to clutch my head. Reacting like that threw me off balance, and my foot slipped off the bench. With a thud and another yelp, I crashed onto the floor. Dazed, I blinked a few times, clearing the bright spots from my vision until the room came back into focus. A wave of pain hit me.
Oh, shit, I heard Noah say.
Ow, I moaned, clutching my cheek. I tasted blood. I must have bitten my tongue.
Noah had dropped the screwdriver and rag he'd been holding and was now crouching beside me, one hand on my back and the other pushing my hair out of my eyes.
Are you all right, El?
I touched a fingertip gently to my cheek and winced because, man, that hurt.
Does it look bad? I asked, sounding like a little kid.
He chuckled.
No, it's just a graze. You might get a bit of a bruise, though. Actually, we should probably clean it. Knowing you, it'll get infected, and then it's gonna look bad.
I didn't laugh. I just pouted at him for mocking me. But he was right. I should clean it up. There were all kinds of things, dirt and oil and cobwebs around the garage. I got to my feet, Noah's hand on my back steadying me. I was fine to stand on my own, but I didn't shake him off. I liked it. It felt nice having Noah's arm around me, like it belonged there.
Man, I really have got to stop reading so many of those cheesy romance books.
I winced.
What? What's wrong?
I'm fine, I said, waving him off. It feels like I've broken my butt, but I'm fine. It's nothing.
Slowly, I straightened out again. There. Everything was okay. Noah regarded me for a long moment, then shrugged. We went back into the house through the door connecting the games room and the garage. Noah glanced down the hall before pulling me up the stairs and into his room. He kicked the door shut, and I sat on the edge of his bed as he went into his bathroom. I wriggled a bit. My butt hurt.
You're such a klutz, Noah chuckled, suddenly 2 steps away from me.
I rolled my eyes. Not always.
No, only half the time.
He crouched in front of me. After shooting me a sorry smile, he took my chin between his index finger and thumb, oh so gently, and turned my face slightly. I just sat there, doing my best not to wince as he wiped my cheek with a damp washcloth, then put some sanitizer cream on, which really stung.
Sorry, he said when I winced for the 4th time.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
I shouldn't have told you to pass me the wrench.
He sounded annoyed, but he wasn't angry at me, I knew.
That was a stupid thing to do.
It's fine, really. It was an accident and my fault anyway. No biggie.
He didn't say anything, though he looked like he wanted to.
Since when were you such a doctor? I said teasingly, after a moment, trying to distract both of us, myself from the throbbing pain in my left cheek, and Noah from whatever his train of thought was. He didn't look very happy.
Since I kept on getting into fights.
His face was impassive, and I couldn't decipher his expression.
You kind of learn to take care of yourself when that happens.
Oh.
Go ahead, say it.
Say what?
Then I'm a stupid violence junkie. It's what you always say.
You are, though, I said simply. I mean, why do you even get into all those fights? I've seen you fighting, Noah. It's not a good thing, and...
His deep sigh cut me off mid-sentence. Then he said,
Fine, okay. I'm an idiot, and I pick fights just for the hell of it. You win.
He said it all kind of fast. Ever since we were little, he'd hated to admit he was in the wrong. Everybody knew it. But now he just admitted he was wrong and that I was right. Okay, so it wasn't something I liked being right about. But I felt kind of smug. I wondered if Noah always felt like this when he won our little bickering matches. You just admitted I won. I couldn't help the jeering sing-song tone that crept into my voice. Noah rolled his eyes.
Yes, I did. All right? You had your moment of glory.
I was being serious, though, I told him, about you, you know, seeming to get off on fighting. He sat back, his eyes still level with mine. There was none of the teasing or joking in the air now.
I know you were, and I know I am. I can't help it. Remember that summer when you and Lee went to soccer camp? You were 13 or something. You came back raving about how nice cheesecake was.
Yeah? Where was he going with this? Then I thought, he remembered when I went to soccer camp? I hardly remembered that. It was just a blurry few weeks of fun. I'd forgotten all about the cheesecake thing.
Well, that was the summer after I'd started getting into fights at school and shit. My parents sent me to see a couple of counselors. They were trying to help, I know that. But the thing is,
he sighed a little.
They tried, but they failed miserably. I'm a bad boy and always will be. Guess it's just the way my brain's wired up.
He shrugged like he couldn't care less. I really liked these rare conversations where I saw the Noah behind the sexy smirk, when he let me see his vulnerable side. I never knew he'd been to see counselors. Maybe Lee didn't even know about it. You're cute when you look all embarrassed like that, I teased, lightening the mood.
One, I'm not embarrassed, he said, knowing I was joking. And two,
he bumped his knee against mine.
Don't call me cute.
I laughed now, and he gave me a smile, one that flashed the dimple in his left cheek. My smile started making my cheek hurt, and I groaned, putting a hand to my aching face. Pulling my hand away, Noah leaned forward and gave me a light kiss there. I felt all fuzzy inside. I guess kissing the boo-boo better doesn't only work on 5-year-olds. I jolted, though. I shouldn't be feeling all fuzzy and happy. I was being careful and cautious with my feelings for Noah. We were probably closer now he'd confided in me like that, but that was bad. We shouldn't be getting closer. I couldn't let myself have feelings for Noah. If I did, when things ended up messy, everything would spiral out of control. Lee would hate me, and I wouldn't have Noah to fall back on, and I'd be a total mess. But looking into his eyes, suppressing a giggle as he tenderly kissed my sore cheek, all I could think about was him, how much I liked being with him, how amazing it felt even when he just had his arm around me, how bright and blue his eyes were. Elle, he started to say, looking grave, but I'd already started talking. I think I hurt my lips, too, I told him quietly, pointing at them. He laughed, almost inaudibly, shaking his head at me, but leaning in closer. The door, which hadn't been closed properly, was pushed open before we could move apart.
What's going on?
Noah shot to his feet and turned around while I stayed numbly on the edge of the bed. A whole string of curses I'd never say aloud ran through my mind when I saw Lee standing in the doorway.
I said, "What's going on?"
he repeated, his eyes narrowing suspiciously as he looked from me to Noah. Then his eyes flashed back to me and his jaw dropped.
"Jesus, Shelley! What happened to your face?"
"Thanks," I mumbled sarcastically, but it didn't have the right amount of enthusiasm to lighten the mood. Lee was in front of me in a second, looking at my hurt cheek. He whirled around to glare at his brother.
"Did you do that to her?"
"What?" Noah asked tightly.
"What did you say?"
"What, are you deaf?" Lee muttered. Then much louder he said,
"I said, Did you do that to her? Did you hit L? Noah's jaw clenched so tight you could see all the muscles up the side of his face straining.
You really think I'd hit L?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put it past you, Lee snapped angrily. Then how the hell did it happen? What the hell were you doing?
Lee only ever swore like that when he got really, really mad. I knew things were getting bad, but I was frozen in place, numb.
Noah retorted carelessly.
I don't have to answer to you, little bro.
Lee's fists clenched and unclenched at the sneering tone Noah used.
Then what happened to L?
It's nothing, I said timidly, and both of them turned to look at me harshly. I dipped my head, my hair hiding my face as I peeked up at them again. It's fine. I'm okay.
The hell you are,
Lee muttered darkly. He thrust a finger in my direction and almost yelled at Noah.
What happened? She came looking for you and tripped in the garage. It's not that big a deal. Calm down already. She's fine.
It was the flippant tone that was getting Lee really riled up, and I bet Noah knew it.
It would have got me really angry, too. It's not his fault, I tried. They both ignored me.
And you just let her fall over? I bet it was your crap lying around that made her trip in the first place. It's not like I have some kind of divine power to control her klutziness.
Gee, thanks, Noah.
But it was your fault, then. I knew it,
Lee scoffed, his head shaking back and forth. He was biting the inside of one cheek in anger. I was sure he knew Noah wasn't really to blame, but he was mad enough at him that he'd blame him anyway.
It was an accident, Noah said through gritted teeth,
his eyes blazing blue with anger. Lee just shrugged, winding Noah up even more.
I wouldn't have put it past you to actually do that to her.
That's it, Noah growled, flying at Lee, who'd already taken a swing. I jumped off the bed, pushing myself between them before they actually killed each other. I shoved Noah's chest as hard as I could, with no effect. But at least, now that I was in the middle, they'd stopped trying to hit each other.
Noah, I said quietly. Noah, look at me. Noah.
He stopped looking daggers at Lee and turned, his expression a little softer.
You know I wouldn't hit you, L. If I could have, I would have stopped you falling. I wouldn't hit you. You know that, right?
I nodded patiently. Yes, I know. But you don't have to pick a fight with Lee, all right? He's just worried about me.
I wouldn't hit you,
Noah said fiercely, his jaw clenching again.
I know, I said, making my voice as soothing as I could.
I placed a hand on his chest, which rose and fell rapidly with his shallow breaths.
I know, all right. Just calm down already, please. I know you wouldn't. Calm down, please.
He held my gaze a few more seconds before stepping back, running his fingers through his hair. I turned around and grabbed Lee's hand, tugging him out of the room and into his bedroom. When he shut the door behind us, he said,
Wow, I have never seen anybody calm him down like that before. That was weird. And you're usually yelling at each other.
Look, just forget it. At least you're not trying to attack each other anymore.
I sighed and threw myself onto his bouncy mattress. He plopped down beside me, then reached over to touch my cheek. I sucked in a sharp breath, cringing away.
Sorry, he said instantly. So tell me what happened.
What had been Noah's story? I'd gone looking for Lee?
So I mumbled something about coming over and hearing someone in the garage, but it was Noah. I'd gone through to the games room to find Lee, but I'd fallen over and hit my face. My stomach was twisting around, and I felt ready to puke. Most likely from guilt, I decided.
I hated having to lie to Lee, but I could hardly tell him the truth, especially now, when he was still angry at Noah, even if he was calming down.
So I was just hanging in your garage, flirting with Noah, making out with him a little before he went back to messing with his bike, and then I fell flat on my face.
Oh, and by the way, I've been sneaking around with him for the past few weeks, so it's no big deal. We do this kind of thing on a regular basis, just without me falling over all the time.
Yeah, that'd go down great.
It wasn't the right time, I told myself. I couldn't tell him.
Not that there was anything to tell. It's not like I had any feelings for Noah in that way. And even if there had been, it wasn't the right time.
Fine, so it wasn't his fault, he grumbled.
But he... I didn't let him finish. There was something I was desperate to ask him.
But the truth was, I was scared of what he'd answer. But now I blurted,
"Did you really think he'd hit me?"
Lee looked at me for a long moment, then dropped his gaze.
I know he's my brother. But just for a second, I thought he'd seriously blown his top and you were just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or you guys had been arguing again. I hate to think he would, but...
He wouldn't hit me, I said quietly, fiddling with my t-shirt. There was a rip in it. It must have happened when I fell off the workbench. Even Noah knows where to draw the line.
I hope so, Lee muttered.
I know so.
One minute you're at each other's throats, the next you're defending him?
It wasn't an accusation, just a statement.
You flipped out pretty quickly yourself, I pointed out. What's up?
He sighed, mussing his hair.
I'm just on edge. Failed my history test, remember? My parents said maybe I'm spending too much time with Rachel. I'm just stressed.
I reached for his hand, linking my fingers through his. He squeezed my hand back tightly and took a deep breath.
Anyway, don't change the subject, Missy. Since when were you two so buddy-buddy anyway? You and Noah looked pretty close when I came in.
My heart raced. I didn't think he'd seen anything. Lee was never the kind to beat around the bush. He'd have already asked me straight out if he suspected anything was up.
Now isn't the right time. Not right now. You can tell him some other time, but not now.
My stomach twisted around. I should just tell him. I mean, he was bound to find out at some point. So why not just tell him now, before he found out from someone else?
I should just tell him.
I didn't want to. He was going to hate me. But he'd hate me less now than if he found out later.
Lee, please don't hate.
Elle,
came a voice from the doorway. I broke off with a sigh, flopping back onto Lee's bed. Noah had the worst possible timing in the world.
Not now, when I was just about to tell Lee. Not now.
What the hell do you want?
Lee snapped at him when I didn't say anything. Noah shot him a glare, but said,
Elle, can I talk to you a sec?
Sure.
I squeezed Lee's hand once more before letting go and pushing myself up off the bed. I gave Lee what I hoped was a reassuring smile and shut the bedroom door as I left. Noah was scratching at the back of his neck, his jaw tight. It took me a while to read his expression. He was thinking about something pretty hard. He opened his mouth, closed it, then dragged me after him to his room again. This time, he shut the door properly.
I get it if, you know, you don't... If you want to stop, you know, whatever we've been doing. If you don't want to see me anymore.
I frowned a little. Where was this coming from all of a sudden?
Why would I want to do that?
He shrugged.
I get it if you do. You were saying earlier about me being violent, and then there was that stuff Lee said about me hitting you, and I just... I get it.
I kept on frowning.
Violence chunky isn't exactly on anyone's list of top 5 qualities in a guy, huh?
He gave a bitter smile.
I'd never do something like what Lee said, though. You know that, right? I'm serious. I'd never hurt you, Elle. I swear.
I nodded. I know, okay? I know.
But I still understand if you don't want to keep this up, whatever we're doing. If you want to stop...
I don't. I mean, I went on hastily when his face fell. I don't want to stop.
He smiled and gave a breathy chuckle,
pulling me forward and resting his forehead on mine.
I'm such a bad influence on you, letting you make stupid decisions like this.
Like what?
Like staying with me.
He gave me a quick kiss on the lips, then stepped back and said,
Go on, before he thinks you've pushed me out of the window or something.
I laughed and shook my head at him as I walked out. Lee was waiting outside his bedroom, but he wasn't eavesdropping, just waiting.
What was that about?
I said something about Noah telling me he wouldn't hit me, waving a hand around dismissively like it didn't matter. But my heart was hammering in my chest, waiting for Lee to nod and accept my lie.
Is this the part where you tell me my best friend and my big brother are madly in love?
I snorted, burst out laughing.
Lee, you do come up with some trash, I told him.
In love? Me, in love with Noah Flynn?
Yeah, right.
My dad just sighed and told me to be more careful when I told him I'd fallen in the garage at Lee's.
Honestly, he said, you're worse than your mom ever was. You remember that time she tripped on the escalator at the mall? Almost had to have stitches in her foot.
He shook his head, smiling nostalgically at the memory. Nobody at school doubted my story that I'd fallen in Lee's garage, either. And why should they? It wasn't a lie, for once. Lying seemed to go hand in hand with my relationship with Noah, and I hated that. But I seemed to be getting better and better at it every day. Not that it was something I was proud of. At lunch, I was waiting for Lee and the guys to finish loading their plates when the entire table suddenly filled with girls.
So, I was thinking, Jamie announced, looking right at me. About Flynn.
Oh, spill, Tamara said eagerly.
Is he with anyone? She asked me bluntly.
Everyone knew Flynn was single, that he didn't have girlfriends, just flings. So why did she suddenly think he was with someone? Had we slipped up? Had she seen us? Was that why she directed that question at me?
I swallowed, flexing my fingers into my clammy palms. I went for an easy answer.
I'm not exactly clued in on what Noah's doing all the time.
You're more clued in than any of us, Olivia muttered. Lucky bitch.
But she winked at me with a big smile and I laughed, feeling a little relieved.
Why are you asking? I said to Jamie.
She shrugged.
We just had this theory.
Theory? I repeated. Jamie nodded and Candace leaned in closer, dropping her voice to a whisper. Casually, like my pulse wasn't racing wildly, I picked up a forkful of my pasta salad.
We think Flynn's got some mystery girlfriend.
I very nearly dropped my fork. I only just kept from dropping my jaw, too. Samantha snorted.
I doubt it. This is Flynn we're talking about. He's such a player. I cannot picture him going long-term with anyone.
Well, maybe if he met the right girl, Karen laughed, pointing to herself.
Think about it, though, Candace went on. I haven't seen him with anybody, and I mean anybody, in weeks. Usually you'll see him making out with some lucky girl at parties, but...
Oh my gosh! Tamara squealed. You're so right! There hasn't been any girl with him for weeks. But you all saw that hickey he had a couple of weeks ago, right?
Who could miss it? Olivia laughed.
I was trying so hard not to blush or look too guilty or worried.
These girls noticed more than I gave them credit for.
Have you seen him with anyone, Elle? You know, when you're around his place, hanging out with Lee? I shook my head.
No, I haven't seen him with anyone.
I wonder who it is.
If there is anyone, Faith put in. Then I said, oh so very casually,
maybe he's gay.
There was silence for a little while, and I carried on calmly eating my pasta salad. Everyone was gawking at me.
No way! He can't be! You don't think he really is, do you?
No, there's no way.
I couldn't hold it back any longer. I burst out laughing.
I'm kidding. You should have seen your faces just then. I wish I'd had a camera.
Candace swatted my arm, scowling.
That wasn't very nice, Elle.
I'm sorry, I giggled. I couldn't resist.
But it had distracted them from the subject of Noah Flynn's supposed mystery girlfriend, and I was completely off the radar.
I breathed an inaudible sigh of relief, listening to them discussing boys.
I heard enough Flynn-related gossip when I wasn't involved in it. I don't know how I'd ever survive if they found out that innocent little Rochelle had been fooling around with badass Flynn.
Hell, that would be about as believable as if I told them I'd gone out and bought a motorbike.
Chapter 17. Way too soon. It was the middle of May. As if I wasn't already preoccupied enough with everything going on in my life, not to mention finals coming up. I had the school council to deal with, too.
Well, the summer dance is going to be at the beginning of June, Tyrone announced to us.
What? But that gives us hardly any time, someone protested loudly.
Tyrone threw his hands up in surrender, and everyone hushed up.
I don't choose the date, sorry. This is the only time we could get the ballroom at the Royale.
You got us at the Royale? Caitlin shrieked, voicing what most of us girls were thinking.
The Royale was a totally extravagant hotel, all white and gold and marble.
Tyrone nodded. Yep, the budget managed to swing it. But we'll be tight-pressed on the decorations and the band, unless we bump tickets up a little.
Well, we can do that, I said. It's the Royale. Nobody will care if they have to pay a little more to go there.
True, he said, and everyone nodded to show they agreed with me. Well, anyway, we really need to figure out food, a band, the tickets, and...
We need a theme, one of the girls said, planting her hands down on the table.
Faith jumped in her seat excitedly.
We should totally do, like, medieval. I saw the show where they had a medieval theme, and it was awesome.
No, all the boys said almost simultaneously. I giggled at the horrified look on Lee's face.
How about black and white?
That's hardly summery.
Vintage, like the 60s or something? Or no, we should do like the Roaring Twenties. The guys would all turn up like gangsters in flashy suits. And you know they had those, oh, what do you call them? The flapper dresses?
It'd be so cool, Bridget suggested excitedly.
No, someone said flatly.
Do I get to take a gun? Tony joked, if I'm Al Capone.
That would totally work, one of the boys said sarcastically. It was Max from my English class.
Prohibition era, at a school dance? Because nobody's going to try and smuggle in alcohol and get school dances banned.
Well, we could have a masquerade.
Yeah! Oh my god, yes, that's awesome!
I groaned and banged my head down on the table before sitting back up.
Oh, come on! Don't you think that's just so overdone?
Everybody has a masquerade these days. It's even all over TV. There's got to be something else.
We already had that stupid Hollywood theme, or whatever the hell you called it for the winter dance, Eric grumbled. At least the masquerade thing is kind of cool.
But it's been done so many times.
I agree, Lee said. Of course you do, I heard Tyrone mutter as he shook his head at us.
Hey, we could always have a mini carnival, said Lily with a gleam in her eyes. You know, with a fortune teller, cotton candy, another kissing booth.
So long as Elle's running it, I'm all for that, laughed Tony, one of the seniors, winking at me.
I just rolled my eyes and hoped I wasn't blushing.
All this time, and they were still bringing up how I'd made out with Flynn at the kissing booth.
No, we're not doing that,
Lee said, sounding so much like Noah, I did a double take.
Well, anyway, Tyrone said, clearly getting impatient now. Everyone in favor of a masquerade?
Everyone bar Lee and I raised their hands.
Then it's settled. Lee,
L, can I count on you guys to do the posters and the tickets?
Sure, we sighed at the same time, while Tyrone basically dictated what we were to make, without giving us a particular design. Everyone else split up the rest of the duties between them. Don't get me wrong. I was really looking forward to the summer dance. It would be amazing, especially since the venue was the Royale. But I hated the prospect of having to get a date. The dances at our school were for juniors and seniors. The winter and summer dances were huge events here. For the winter dance, I'd just gone with Lee as friends, since he didn't have a girlfriend at the time. But now he'd ask Rachel. And that meant he wouldn't be going with me, so I had to get a date. There was no way I was going alone. So, who would I go with? I knew who I wanted to go with, but then I thought of the rumors and gossip that would spread like a virus if I turned up with Noah Flynn. Even the thought of that made me feel nauseous. And I could hardly turn up without explaining it all to Lee first. He'd hate me if I sprang it on him, but when would I get a chance to tell him? And summon the courage to tell him? I couldn't exactly see guys lining up to ask me, thanks to Noah. On the bright side, if I turned up alone and it was a masquerade, maybe nobody would know it was me? I held out a wild hope that Noah would ask me, though. I wondered if I should drop a few hints, and the opportunity rolled around a couple of days later. We were doing some mock-ups of posters and tickets on Lee's computer when his phone rang.
Hey, Dixon.
What? Are you serious? Oh, man, I'll be right there. Lee leaped up, grabbing his sneakers and looking like a 5-year-old on Christmas morning. What's going on?
He's at the food court in the mall with some of the guys. And guess who's there? Buying donuts.
Matt Cain from the San Francisco Giants. You know, the baseball player? He's a pitcher? Oh, right. Cool. So you're off then.
Hell yeah, he laughed. Hey, do you know where my baseball cap is?
In the closet, I said, pointing. I rifled through his messy desk before finding a Sharpie, which I handed over my shoulder as he ran out of the room.
Later, he yelled, the front door slamming behind him.
I laughed. I'd heard of Matt Cain, but I wasn't much of a baseball fanatic. Sure, it was great to play and fun to watch. I'd been to a couple of games with my dad and Brad, and with Lee. Personally, I preferred watching football, especially if it's Noah playing. They had another game coming up Friday, I remembered. It was like the quarterfinals or semifinals. I'd probably end up going with some of the guys. I saved what we'd done so far on the computer and got up to head on home. Lee wouldn't be back for ages, and I didn't really want to stay here alone. I made my way outside and heard noises coming from the garage. I wandered around, pulling the front door closed behind me, and saw the door half open. I heard the clank of metal and the slight crackle of a radio interfering with the music playing. I ducked under the door. Noah? I asked, looking around the empty garage, even though I knew it was him. There was a rattle, and he suddenly appeared from under his car, lying on a skateboard, oil stains on his face and arms and shirt, and some kind of tool in his hand.
Oh, hey, he said. I think I just heard Lee leave.
Yeah, there's some baseball player at the mall, so he ran off. We were working on posters for the dance.
Noah groaned. I hate all these crappy school spirit events.
It's optional, you know.
Yeah, not so much for the football team, he muttered. It's like with the carnival. It's strongly encouraged. But we all know that we'll end up having to sit on the sidelines for a game if we don't make an appearance.
I laughed. I can't believe they'd actually do that.
They're all about image, this damn school, he muttered.
Which is why you're still there? He smirked.
Hello? Have you met me? Perfect grades, great footballer? They overlook a couple of fights for that, especially when I never actually start the fights.
I just rolled my eyes at him.
So are you and Lee going to the dance again?
He asked as he slid back under the car.
I didn't bother to ask what he was doing. I wouldn't understand anyway. No, he'll go with Rachel. Noah slid back out again to give me a concerned look.
Then who are you going with?
I don't know, I admitted. The look on his face told me he'd probably threatened to beat up the first guy to ask me, but I pretended not to notice. It's a masquerade, by the way, I said.
It is?
Yep. He nodded and went back under the car. That was one thing that annoyed me about Noah. Most of the time, I couldn't even guess at what he was thinking. Whereas with Lee, we could finish each other's sentences and tell exactly what the other was thinking. Well, except for this whole Noah situation. That was just a lucky fluke. Or he was choosing to ignore any signs of something going on. But Noah was like a Rubik's Cube, an impossible puzzle, but one I didn't want to give up on just yet because it was too compelling, too enticing.
Well, if someone asks you, say no.
I'm sorry?
I don't want you going with any idiot who's going to try something. Got that?
His voice was a little muffled, what with the music and the metallic clanking, but I could hear the command in his voice.
If someone like that Dixon guy asks you, as a friend, then fine. If you want to say yes, but...
You can't tell me who I can and can't go with, I protested. I knew he'd do this, but it was the way he just expected me to accept what he said that made me mad.
Oh.
I'll go to the dance with whomever I choose, got that? Whether or not they ask me to go as a friend.
Noah slid back out, setting down his spanner. Listen, Elle, I'm trying to look out for you here, and you're not making it easy. It's a dance. Guys are bound to try something. I mean, look what happened at that party. And if it's a masquerade and there's a chance they won't get caught stealing a kiss, then they'll try it.
All right, maybe he had a good point about the masquerade bit. So what? Not everybody's a jerk like that, Noah.
A hell of a lot of guys are.
Maybe I don't care, I snapped. I did care, really. But I wasn't going to agree with Noah without putting up a fight first, even if he was right about it. Maybe I want some guy to kiss me during the slow dance.
I sure as hell care, he told me firmly,
but he wasn't shouting or anything. He stood towering over me. I hated being so much smaller than him when I was trying to stare him down. Why? Why do you even care? I snapped, narrowing my eyes. I had a feeling I knew the answer, but I didn't care. I was mad at him.
Because I want that slow dance with you all to myself, he retorted.
He probably thought that cheesy line would soften me up, with me being such a romantic at heart. And it kind of did. Because when he kissed me then, I kissed him back, my heart racing, sparks dancing through me. I hate you, I mumbled against his lips, smiling.
I know,
he said, and I felt him smile back. The sneaking around with Noah, the thrill that we might get caught together, made the whole thing so exhilarating. I knew we couldn't keep it up forever, but I'd sure as hell enjoy it while it lasted. Did you really mean that? I asked, slightly breathless after a few minutes. About having that slow dance?
He nodded. Yeah, I did. In fact, I want the whole night.
Oh, do you now?
Yep.
He kissed my lips again, quickly. Is that you asking me to the dance?
Not quite, he chuckled, kissing me again. But almost.
I'll take what I can get. He gave me another kiss before moving away to carry on fixing his car. In the shiny hood of the car, I could see that there were oil smudges on my face and neck now. I'd have to try and clean those off before I got home. This is it, I said quietly, a smile spreading across my face. This is the one.
You said that about the last 5 dresses, Lee complained.
He sounded a lot like Brad when he was given vegetables with his dinner. Yeah, but I'm sure about this one.
How sure? You were sure with the others. I liked the pink one.
That's just because it practically had my boobs falling out. I rolled my eyes in the mirror, and Lee laughed. Can you imagine what your brother would say if I wore that?
He wouldn't be able to keep his hands off you.
For a second, he sounded so serious, my stomach dropped and my eyes bulged with panic. But then he laughed.
Or, you know, he'd stand there batting guys away from you with a stick.
You're sure about this one, though? I nodded, grinning. Positive.
How much is it?
It's on sale. $60. Lee nodded.
Cool.
I smoothed out the skirt again, admiring myself in the mirror. The dress was a dark apple green, just about hitting my knees. The skirt flared out and swung when I moved, and the dress was completely backless, right down to my hips. It had straps that tied behind my neck, and a V-neck that didn't go too low. Tiny silver beads adorned the neckline, sparkling brightly when the light caught them. I loved it.
Are you sure it's the one? Lee checked again.
Yeah, I said. It looks okay, right? Before I buy it?
Yes, Shelley. You look beautiful.
You said that about the blue one and the black one.
Well, you looked lovely in all of them,
he said with such honesty that I had to laugh. Lee was great for occasions like this. He would give me an honest opinion. He didn't just say, you look great, and no, you don't look fat. He'd tell me straight out if my butt looked big or if my legs looked stumpy. I went back into my little cubicle to put my shorts and shirt back on. I really did love the dress. Lee had a tux already from the winter dance. Boys were lucky like that. It's not like I could wear the long-sleeved blue dress I got on sale for the previous winter dance without it being recognized. But besides, it'd be way too warm. Girls had it so much harder. I'd get shoes while we were still at the mall, but that would be easy, I thought, as we left the shop. I already had my eye on some silver heels nearby. We just needed to find some masks. Oh, man.
What? Lee asked when I groaned as we left the dress shop. What now?
We need masks.
No shit, Sherlock,
he gasped dramatically. I hit him with my free hand. Thank you, Sergeant Sarcasm, but we need masks that match our outfits, which means you need a purple one like your tie, and I need to find a freaking apple green one that'll match this dress. Or no, ooh, maybe I could get silver.
Should have gone for the pink dress, Lee said in a sing-song voice.
Oh, shut up. We managed to find a fancy dress shop that had a small selection of masks at the back. Lee instantly picked up a big bird mask with a giant beak and green feathers, thrusting it at my face.
How's that?
Oh, grow up. But I was laughing, too. There was a mirror straight ahead of me, and the mask looked hilarious. We weren't really taking this very seriously. Lee wanted to buy a purple horror mask, some kind of zombie thing. I found a mangled cyborg one that was silver, so would kind of match my dress. Eventually, though, after the manager gave us a few stern warnings, we managed to settle on our masks. Lee found a purple mask that only covered his eyes and was all superhero style. It was pretty cool, actually. My mask was a little more elaborate, covering my face all the way down to the bottom of my nose. It was almost the exact shade of my dress, only slightly darker, and had silver beads and sequins around the edges. It was perfect, if a little too expensive, but I rationalized that since the dress hadn't been full price, I could afford to pay a little extra for the mask.
Now you just need a date, and you're all set, Lee said.
I stopped in my tracks with another groan. Damn. How was I going to explain when I turned up with Noah? Someone was bound to recognize me. Or Flynn, surely. Especially Lee. Definitely Lee. I was screwed. I'd have to come up with a really good excuse. Or you could just, you know, tell him the truth. I sighed and shook my head. Never mind.
You've still got a week, he said brightly. That's plenty of time for guys to ask you.
Guys have asked me, I said. 3 of them. I counted. So did you. But Noah said no before I had a chance to respond. He's just there, hanging over my shoulder, at the most inappropriate moments, I swear.
Lee laughed. Then he said, "Hey, maybe you could go with Noah."
I gave him a look, hoping he wasn't aware of my racing pulse. But there was so much innocence in his smiley, open face, I knew instantly that he didn't suspect anything.
"Why?"
"Because he won't have a date, and he won't let you have one. Just make the best of you both being loners." I rolled my eyes, but actually, maybe I'd use that. If that's what Lee thought we were doing when we turned up together, then why not?
Or you could tell him the truth.
If Lee told people that's what we were doing, they'd all believe him.
Or you could just tell him the truth.
I'd think about that. It seemed like a pretty good idea. Lee trailed around after me while I bought some shoes, and then we went to the food court for giant ice cream sundaes and sodas.
"I can't believe there's only 1 week till the dance," he said.
"Hey, and only, like, 2 and a bit weeks till our birthday," I exclaimed.
"I know," he grinned. "Do you know what you're getting?"
"I think I'm getting a car, but I don't know yet. My dad won't tell me."
"So it's a surprise, but not really a surprise."
"Pretty much," I laughed. "I've seen all the car brochures he's failed to hide."
"How about you?"
"Nothing special," he shrugged, mouthful of ice cream.
"I think I might get a new computer, pitch in some of my savings for it or something. My model's kind of old now, plus it's slow, and I mean, slower than those computers in the library."
"I know. You've complained about it enough times. I still think you have a virus from playing those online racing games against Dutch people."
"Hey now, that game is awesome.
You don't even understand what's going on. It's in Dutch."
"So?"
I laughed, but it felt and even sounded half-hearted.
"Okay."
"All right, Shelley," he said, putting his spoon down. Everyone knew that if Lee stopped eating, things were getting serious, so he had my attention straight away.
"What's going on?"
"Huh?"
"Don't be all huh with me. Something's on your mind. Now are you going to tell me what it is?"
"Honestly, don't worry. It's nothing."
"It's Noah, isn't it?"
I did a double take, worried that he'd finally caught me. It had been almost 2 months now. I'd been starting to doubt our good luck with the whole sneaking around thing. But he hadn't seemed suspicious or anything earlier. So what was he saying?
All I could think was, "Huh?"
"I knew it."
"Lee, just don't,"
I stammered helplessly, feeling flustered. My palms had turned clammy. My stomach had dropped away. Suddenly, my toffee ice cream with the strawberries didn't look so appetizing.
"Don't let him get to you, Elle,"
Lee said gently, putting his hand on mine and smiling at me warmly, comfortingly.
"He's looking out for you, and I know it's a bit too extreme, but just bear with it, all right? Just another couple of weeks, then he'll have left school, yeah? Things won't be so bad next year, and he's just trying to keep you from getting hurt."
I was lost for words. He didn't know I'd been sneaking around with Noah. He didn't know that there was something between me and his brother. He thought I was worrying about how overprotective Noah was, and how he wouldn't let me have a date for the summer dance. I didn't know whether to be grateful and relieved or sick with guilt. It was a weird mixture of both. I forced a smile at Lee. He was just so sweet sometimes.
"Thanks," I mumbled. "And yeah, you're right. I forgot Noah was leaving for college in September. Do you know where he's going yet?"
Lee shook his head.
"I know he wanted to go to San Diego, but I don't think he's decided yet. He applied to a couple of Ivy League places, too."
"Really?" Lee nodded, shoveling more ice cream into his mouth.
"Oh, right. That'll be weird if he's not there all the time."
"I know what you mean. At least things will be a little quieter."
"And then I will officially be the hottest guy in school,"
Lee added with a cocky smirk that was weirdly similar to his brother's. The resemblance to Noah was marked.
They both had dark hair and bright blue eyes and strong jaws. Their noses used to be the same before Noah got his broken. Noah was a bit taller, though, and way more muscled. Not that Lee was too bad. A few summers spent in the gym had seen to that. And all the swimming. I laughed. In your dreams, Lee.
Just because you have a crush on my brother, he teased.
Shut up! I do not! He laughed again, taking another giant mouthful of his ice cream. I rolled my eyes before going back to mine. But part of me was still thinking about Noah going away to college. I kind of wanted him to stay close to home so he'd still be around. I didn't want to think of him leaving. It'd be so weird. And I'd definitely miss his kisses. And, I realized, I'd miss those times when we just hung out.
But there was another voice that said it would be a good thing if he went to college further away.
Then I could have a fresh start at school without him threatening every guy who might ask me on a date. I still hadn't had an actual date since that disastrous one with Cody, unless you counted the secret ones with Noah. I sighed. My life was getting so messed up. Chapter 18.
So, Warren leaned against the lockers next to mine.
Yes, I prompted when he trailed off.
Do you have a date for the dance yet?
I shook my head. Noah scared them all off. He laughed nervously.
Yeah, right. Well, I was thinking, do you want to maybe go with me?
As friends, or...
I was thinking as more of a date than friends, he admitted, not quite meeting my eyes.
I smiled at him easily, wondering at how nervous he was. He was usually a pretty confident guy.
I don't know, Warren. Well, we could always go as friends.
How about if you haven't managed to find someone who hasn't already got a date, I'll go with you then. But I'm sure there are plenty of girls who will go with you. I smiled again. He looked a little disappointed, but smiled back.
I'll hold you to that.
Okay, I laughed. Good luck.
I'm going to need it, he said. Everybody rushed to get their dates as soon as the flyers went up. There's barely a week to go.
I know, it's ridiculous. I only just got my dress on Saturday.
Really?
I nodded.
Well, I'm going to go see if I can get myself a date.
See you later, Elle. I closed my locker and turned around. I jumped when I saw that Thomas was suddenly stood right there. He was smiling at me. Well, actually, he was smirking at me.
Hey, Elle.
Hi. I wanted to storm off or tell him where to go, but I couldn't summon the courage to do that. Then it hit me what Noah had meant about me being too nice. Guess this is one of those times.
So why'd you turn him down? He asked me, jerking a head towards Warren.
None of your business, I snapped, if you'll excuse me. I tried sidestepping, but he blocked my path. I went the other way, but he moved again. Just as I was about to look up and glare, he stepped forward, forcing me back into the lockers.
Then what do you say to going with me?
No, thanks.
Ah, come on, Elle. Why not?
He asked, still looking obnoxious and confident.
You don't have a date, and neither do I.
Why not? I don't want to go with you, all right? He was about to argue when someone slammed him sideways into the lockers, making me jump violently, my heart skittering.
Back off, Noah said menacingly.
Thomas scowled, shoving Noah away. He glared at him and stalked off.